My name is Caroline, and welcome to my recap of the American Idol results show on March 10th, 2011. Last week was the first results show in the top 12, or I guess it's the top 13 this season. The 13 contestants sang a song of their choice the night before, and now it is time to find out who got the least number of votes and will be eliminated from the competition. According to Ryan Seacrest, about 30 million votes were cast after the performance show the night before. The results show started out with the first group performance of the season, which was a medley of Michael Jackson songs, and the debut of their first Ford music video. It then went to footage of the top 13 at the premiere of Red Riding Hood, starring Amanda Seyfried, earlier that week. After a performance from Season 8 runner-up Adam Lambert, the lights were dimmed and contestants in the bottom three were finally revealed. The votes decided that Karen, Ashton, and Haley had the least number of votes and risked going home. To keep the drama, the show moved to yet another performance with Diddy and Skylar Grey singing Coming Home. After about an hour and 50 minutes of the show, the contestant going home was revealed to the audience. Ashton, one of the contestants the judges selected to move on to the top 12 the week before, received the least number of votes again and performed for the last time on the Idol stage. I guess the audience didn't enjoy her rendition of Diana Ross's When You Tell Me That You Love Me. The judges could have saved her, but unanimously decided not to and had to see her go home. The judges' save is back this season and can be used to save an eliminated contestant up until the top five. The judges can only have one save per season, and the choice to save an eliminated contestant must be unanimous. If a contestant is saved, the two contestants with the least number of votes will go home the following week. Did Ashton deserve to go home? Decide for yourself. Comment on this podcast below. To see contestant performances, pictures, and extras, visit AmericanIdol.com.